Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss interest rates and refinancing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about those interest rates. I feel like I've cried wolf enough about the interest rates going up. I don't mean that as anything to create urgency for you to do something you wouldn't otherwise do. Just talking about timing, do you feel like it's imminent to have that discussion that interest rates may be going up, Bob?
Absolutely. They are, as far as income property is concerned. There's absolutely a move. In fact, if you would like to check that out, long-term interest rates on income-producing properties key very closely to the 10-year Treasury bond. Just look up U.S. Treasuries and then look up 10-year Treasury bonds that are being sold on the market and look at the history. You can track the thing up. And if it goes up a half of a percent, they'd call it 50 basis points. There's 100 basis points in a 1% change. If it's going up with basis points in the range of 50%, the long-term mortgage interest rate is going to do the same thing.
A lot of times, refinancing is important but not urgent.
Right.
What we're suggesting is if it is important to you now, make it a little more front burner. Go have the discussion with Mark Brockett. Take the conversation seriously and either re-decide that what you're doing now is the right thing because you'll be out of this property in shorter term than it would be a benefit to refinance, or you're going to be there longer and you need to make this move now. But have that conversation today.
There are so many things to consider with a new mortgage loan. And I say mortgage, they're all trust deeds, but it sounds funny if you use that term. People look at you, what are you talking about? So we'll call them mortgages generically. As an example, with income producing property, what's the nature of the prepayment penalty? Is the lender charging a prepayment penalty in the event that you pay off the loan sooner than what the maturity they require to be? And that can be a fairly spendy deal. In one transaction I'm putting into escrow, the prepayment penalty is $73,000. That's a lot of money.
This would be a good time to lower the risk of any of the terms of your current financing. So take a look at what's ahead for you if you stay in the place you're at as well. That's relevant.
Exactly. In some instances, you may want to change a 30-year loan into a 15-year loan. It may not raise the payment that much, but all of a sudden it's free and clear much, much sooner if you're planning on staying there a long time.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.